one of the suicide pursuit, but I'm not sure why I'd actually wear it.
Yeah.
In Virginia, you know, you could get it. Good morning, everyone.
Welcome. Welcome to the July 16th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz? Fish?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Commissioner Fritz is out of the country. Welcome, everyone. We'll start the council's deliberations here shortly. We'll start with some communications items, if I can say that, where we provide the opportunity for people to come in and talk on any topic. Then we'll start the regular calendar after that. If you're here to testify on a regular calendar item, you just need to give us your name, not your address. And if you're a lobbyist representing an organization, let us know that. We have a tradition in the council of trying to maintain decorum so that everyone can have their say. So if you agree with someone, you can hold up your hands. And if you disagree, you can frown. But we do ask you to not engage in vocal demonstrations during the council meeting so that everyone can have their say. If you have written materials, please provide them to our council clerk, and she'll distribute them. Before we get started, Commissioner Novick, appreciate you calling to our attention pretty disheartening news story this morning that actually the concentration of poverty around the country just got measured, and it got measured here in Oregon, and it's gotten a lot worse in Oregon. Gone up by 15%, that is, the number of people living in areas where there's concentrated poverty. Not so much a change in the overall number of poor people in Oregon, but a concentration, and that has all kinds of pernicious side effects on the folks that are living in those areas. We don't know yet how much of that is in Portland versus in the rest of the state. There's been a lot of problem with rural poverty in Oregon as well as urban poverty, but it's a pretty daunting statistic. So appreciate you letting us know about that, sharing that with us. It's certainly going to want to learn more and feed that into the work that we do here.
And thanks to Betsy Hammond of the Oregonian for pointing that out in her article.
Yeah, it was a good story about a tough subject. Okay, let's take up the business of the day and start with communications items, please.
Item 739, request of Michael O'Callaghan to address council regarding shelterlessness.
Mr. O'Callaghan, good morning. Come on up.
Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for that segue.
You bet. Yeah, speaking of poverty.
Yes, absolutely. I'd like to read to you Desert Train versus the City of Los Angeles. I don't know if you are aware I'm in litigation with the city. This is Ninth Circuit Court. Vagueness may invalidate a criminal law for either of two independent reasons. First, it may fail to provide the kind of notice that will provide ordinary people to understand what conduct it prohibits. Second, it may authorize, even encourage, arbitrary and discriminatory enforcement. How can we obey the law? Statute is unconstitutional in that it provides no standards for the exercise of the discretion. It becomes a convenient tool for the harsh discrimination enforcement by local prosecuting officials, and particularly groups deemed to merit their displeasure. Thank you. Okay? This invalidates the parking ordinance. You can't live in your car in LA. Okay? It invalidates the so-called anti-camping ordinance, which was found unconstitutional in Multnomah County Court. Okay, now I address you all as being prior city. Okay, but you take responsibility for that. Shelterless has increased about 2% out on the street. Okay, we're up to about 12,000. Increase in women about 15%. A lot are on bikes. As you know, the law is unconstitutional. And as you know, the law doesn't allow the taking of property. Both is done by the Portland Police Department, okay? And you do this under the guise of health and safety. The solution is before you. Right to dream, okay? I've given you the solution. You choose not even to return a phone call. Nothing. Okay? Lakeside, New Jersey. Homeless camp, 120, okay? They housed all that 120 people. They were self-governing, too. Okay? That 10-year homeless plan, forget it. You guys aren't on board at all. Nobody's on board here. What's going on? 10,000, 12,000 people on the streets and you guys are mute? Not only that, you have the police harass us, okay? 2 times ago when I came and talked here, I was arrested by the municipal attorney. Okay? Excuse me, what kind of a message are you sending? Okay, let's do something positive about this, please. There is a solution. Let's implement it. Don't oppose us. Let's work together. We can find a solution. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for being in court.
Thanks.
You're accountable there.
All right, thank you.